From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
VOI listener, wherever you are, how are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in the 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
This is the Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Vice President said, Palace did not meddle in political parties' registration process. Optimistic of reaching investment target if political stability is good. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesian Vice President Maruf Amin emphasized that the presidential palace did not intervene with the electoral organizers in the registration of political parties participating in the 2024 general election. President Joko Widodo had clarified that the palace did not meddle in the registration process of political parties seeking to participate in the 2024 election. He said that the entire election process comes under the authority of the General Elections Commission's KPU. He added that the General Elections Supervisory Agency, Bawaslu, is authorized to investigate violation of electoral regulations, including fraud in the election process. In addition, Chief of the Presidential Staff Office, KSP, Muldoko, clarified that the palace did not meddle in the registration process of political parties. The KSP chief stated that further confirmation was needed to respond to reports of electoral fraud involving election organizers. Indonesian Investment Minister Bahlil Lahadalia has said he is optimistic that the investment target of 1.400 trillion rupiah for 2023 will be achieved provided there is political stability. According to him, the government is targeting several sectors that will continue to be developed to reach the investment target this year. He emphasized that political stability must be sound to have a positive impact on investment. He further highlighted that Indonesia will need strong, firm, and courageous leaderships in order to reach the investment target of 1.400 trillion rupiah and economic growth of above 5%. The Nusantara Capital IKN Authority will follow up on letters of intent received from 11 Malaysian enterprises on investing in Indonesia's future capital. Head of the IKN Authority, Bambang Susantono, said that after receiving the letters of intent, his party will provide a formal answer by attaching several documents, including non-disclosure agreements or NDA. According to Bambang, including the 11 Malaysian companies, to date 71 investors have submitted the letter of intents on IKN development, and three of them have obtained project initiative permits, SIPP, from the Indonesian government. Micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, have an opportunity to dominate the domestic market in 2023 with uncertainty disrupting global supply chain. Indonesian Cooperatives and Small and Medium Enterprises Minister Teten Mas Duki has said. The minister said in a written statement received in Jakarta on Thursday, it can create an economic growth of 1.8% and create 2 million jobs. According to the minister, this year, the key to maintaining Indonesia's economy is buying and consuming local or MSMEs products. The Deputy General Chairperson for Entrepreneurship at the Indonesian Chambers of Commerce and Industry Kadin, Aldi Haryo Pratomo, also said that this year has become a good opportunity for MSMEs players to take over the domestic market. Let's move on to the international news, where the United Arab Emirates has pointed the head of one of the world's largest oil producers to preside over the UN's COP28 climate summit. Sultan Al-Jaber, CEO of the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, will oversee COP28, which takes place from November 30th in Dubai. Political leaders and representatives from more than 190 countries will gather to discuss how to put the world on course to meet the Paris Climate Agreement ambition of limiting temperatures rises to 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. Announcing Al-Jaber's appointment, the United Arab Emirates praised his climate credentials, including his position as the country's climate change envoy and role as founder of the renewable energy company Masdar. Floods and natural disasters that hit all but one Australian state and territory in 2022 cost the economy of $5 billion Australian dollars, or $3.48 billion, and stoke inflation according to Treasury estimates, which forecast billions more spending in 2023. Australia suffered four major bouts of flooding last year, with global reinsurer Munich Re estimating that February and March flooding across northern New South Wales state that killed more than 20 was the fourth most costly of global disasters in 2022. The government will focus on mitigating future disasters, he said, instead of policies like subsidizing expensive insurance for those who lived in disaster-prone areas. Indonesian mixed doubles Dejan Ferdinandsyah and Gloria Emmanuel Wijaya have managed to qualify for the quarterfinals of the Malaysian Open 2023. Their advances were after they defeated Hong Kong mixed doubles Tang Chun Men and Se Yung Suet at the Asiata Arena, Kuala Lumpur, Thursday, January 12, 2023. Dejan and Gloria managed to win it two straight games with a point of 21-17 and 21-16, over the fifth seed in the BWF World Tour Super 1000 tournament. Well, listener, now let's move on to commentary for today on NATO and European Union strengthen infrastructure protections.
Today's commentary is on NATO and European Union strengthen infrastructure protection. Last Wednesday, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, and the European Union, EU, launched a task force to strengthen protection of vital infrastructure. This was in response to an attack on the Nord Stream gas pipeline in the middle of the second half of 2022, as well as Russia's use of energy as a weapon. The task force is composed of experts from NATO and the European Union who will work together to identify threats to the two organizations' vital infrastructure. According to European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, while speaking with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg in Brussels, the sabotage on the Russian-German gas pipeline in the Baltic Sea last September demonstrated the need to form a task force to deal with such a new type of threat. Meanwhile, according to Stoltenberg, the task force will be part of the enhanced cooperation between NATO and the European Union. He emphasized that the resilience and protection of vital infrastructure is an important part of the collective effort of both parties. NATO itself, in September last year, had issued a threat to retaliate for any attack on the important infrastructure of its 30 member countries. The threat follows claim that the damage to two Russia's Nord Stream 1 and 2 gas pipelines off the coast of Denmark and Sweden in international waters in the Baltic Sea was the result of sabotage. Western and Russian officials point the finger at each other in the Nord Stream explosion. They say the attacks of Nord Stream and the cutting of gas from Russia since the start of the war in Ukraine show that many European Union and NATO members are so dependent on critical infrastructure and energy from Russia. Meanwhile, regarding the suspicion of Russian involvement behind the possible attack on the Nord Stream gas pipeline, Moscow called it stupid. The Russian Ministry of Defense even issued a statement that British naval personnel were perpetrators who blew up the Nord Stream gas pipeline, although there was no evidence. So far, Swedish and Danish officials investigating the attack have not named any suspects. The Nord Stream gas pipeline explosion case has disrupted the supply of gas energy to Europe and has had an impact on the environment due to the methane emissions into the atmosphere. It is only natural that North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, and the European Union strengthen the protection of critical infrastructure to prevent the same incident from happening again. That was commentary.
Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
I start today in history with January 13, 1982, Air Florida plane crash in Washington, D.C. On January 13, 1982, the Air Florida plane crashed into the Potomac River, Washington, D.C., United States. The crash of the Boeing 737-222 aircraft, which killed 78 people. The incident occurred just 3.2 kilometers from the White House. The plane, which flew from Washington Airport in Virginia, hit the 14th Street Bridge and hit seven vehicles that were there, until finally the plane fell into the Potomac River, which surface was covered with frozen ice. The accident that happened to Air Florida was triggered by a failure to maintain altitude. Thus, the plane, which was scheduled to arrive at Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport, had a fatal accident and claimed lives. Turning to January 13, 2001, the El Salvador earthquake. An earthquake with a magnitude of 7.6 rocked the Republic of El Salvador on January 13, 2001. The earthquake that occurred in the Central American country had damaged power and telephone lines, making it difficult to spread information and distribute aid. San Salvador Airport was also temporarily closed. At least 844 people died, 4,723 were injured, more than 100,000 houses were destroyed, and more than 150,000 buildings were damaged in El Salvador. I'll end today in history with the sinking of the Costa Concordia cruise ship in 2012. The dream of around 4,000 people who wanted to enjoy the beauty of the Mediterranean Sea at the beginning of the year had to disappear after the cruise ship Costa Concordia they were traveling on sank. This incident occurred on Friday, January 13, 2012. The ship sank after hitting a reef on the coast of Isola del Giglio, Italy. This collision caused the ship to tilt to the side and sink slowly. Costa Concordia carried 3,229 passengers and 1,023 crew. The evacuation of the Costa Concordia took more than 6 hours and 12 people are known to have died. That was today in history.
You're still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo, and also shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Listener, next we present you a program called Indonesian Wonder that presents information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
If you are a lover of beach tourism, Situ Bondo East Java could be your next tourism destination. Situbondo is quite close to the sea and rich with a number of beautiful beaches. One of them is Sijile Beach. Sijile Beach is located in the Baluran Merak tourism area of Situbondo. The location is right in Labuan Merak, Banyu Putih sub-district, Situbondo Regency. This beach can be accessed by land transportation for approximately 1 hour and 30 minutes. Sijile Beach is a peninsula or land that just into the sea. The other side of the coastline is indented to almost a semicircle, then forms a bay. Though a beautiful and exotic blend is created between the peninsula and the bay. This beach is so calm and clean from pollution. Its charm lies when the seawater recedes because you will see white sandy land shaped like a thong, so that it is called Sijile in the Madurese language, which means thong. The currents of seawater on this beach are calm and not too deep. It is suitable for swimming and other water tourism. Coral reefs that are still intact and rich with various ornamental fish make the underwater scenery of this beach well known among foreign tourists. You can snorkel, dive, and enjoy the underwater beauty of this beach. Around this beach, there is also a panoramic view of the mangrove forest, which is interesting to explore. This tourism attraction is equipped with various facilities such as bathrooms, restaurants, and parking lots.
You're the one for me, baby. Oh, baby. someone.
Thank you for still listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present you Miscellany.
Miscellany for today has a topic competing against 27 countries. Medical students of Gajah Mada University become champion in South Korea. Listeners, another achievement is inscribed once again by Indonesian student Rifkanisa Nurvaiza. The student of the Faculty of Medicine, Public Health and Nursing of Gajah Mada University obtained an achievement at Asian Medical Student Conference in South Korea. Along with her partners from the University of Indonesia and Samratulangi University, Rifkanisa Nurvaiza, a class of 2020 medical student, represented Indonesia to be the first winner of the science poster competition against 27 teams from other countries. The work entitled Breaking Through Barrier on Improving Balance and Gait in Parkinson's Disease, a systematic review and meta-analysis of virtual reality rehabilitation studies, the effectiveness of virtual reality tele-rehabilitation for Parkinson's patients. Based on the results of the analysis, Rifkanisa reveals that VR is proven to be able to improve motor function and balance in Parkinson's patients significantly. Rifkanisa stated that VR could be a breakthrough for the rehabilitation of Parkinson's patients because the rehabilitation can be done from home or tele-rehabilitation to minimize the risk of infection during the pandemic and other complications. She admitted being very grateful for her team's solidarity. The pace of idea brainstorming was intensely conducted as they wanted to bring an innovative and solutive idea to tackle the issue related to Indonesia and the global sphere. That's Miscellany.
Berpikir
sebelumnya,
berharap
sedikit.
you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia, only on voynews.id, RRI Playgo mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. Listener, the next segment is a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a regional song from Madura, entitled Taman Bunga Kota Sampang. The song narrates the beauty of the flower garden at Sampang City. The flower is the icon of this city. The park is known because of its beauty and neat layout. Here is Anik with the original song from Madura entitled Taman Bunga Kota Sampang.
Voice of Indonesia.
di dalam darah hilanglah sudah, karena kamu, hanya kamu dalam hidupku, tiada yang lain, karena kamu.
Is out there, and I know that I should be there. Yeah, I know. Stuck in the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know.
You could say I'm dragging, but I show I'm just a poser with no flow. I'm just a loser, but I grow. Know that I hear. So shut up and go. Cause I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. Ooh, no, I don't.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. No, I don't mind it. I know they be talking about my life, but I keep walking. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Still stuck in the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know. You could say I'm bragging, put on a show.
You could say I'm bragging, put on a show.
I'm just a poser with no flow.
I'm just a poser.
I'm just a loser, but I'll grow. Know that I hear ya. So shut up and go. Cause I don't mind.
No, I don't.
It's gonna be, you'll be you and I'll be me.
this is how it is. You'll be you and I'll be me.
Yes, I don't.
You don't.
We don't.
We don't mind it, no.
Cause I don't mind. No, I don't. No, I don't mind.
I don't mind.
No, I don't.
Terpisah, yeah, sampai mati.
bersatu untuk
mata hatimu mengarah. Please, baby jangan marah-marah. Cintaku takkan pernah berubah. Ku percaya nanti pasti akan berakhir indah. Pada waktunya cuma kita berdua, dua hati satu cinta, saling menjaga. Ini lagu untukmu, cobalah kau dengarkan. Baby I love you till the end of time.
Baby oh,
you're the one for me, you're the one for me,
you're the one for me.
Aku
sakit di dalam darah, hilanglah sudah. Karena kamu, hanya kamu dalam hidupku, tiada yang lain. Karena kamu datang memang untukku, hadir dalam hidupku, mengisi ruang di hatiku. Baby, sembuhkan aku dari sakitku, kegalauan hatiku. Baby, wanna say thank you and I love you, selamanya hanya kamu.
VOI listener, now we have come to an end of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget to follow us on social media on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at voice.of.indonesia, and YouTube channel VOI Indonesia. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again in another interesting edition of the English service of Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.